the first Mars astronaut has probably already been born, even if it wasn't that long ago. He or she could be in Atlanta at Fermbank Museum's From Earth to the Universe show on this recent Friday night.
Scientists continue to explore Mars with small remote control vehicles.
It could be 17-year-old Kristen.
I love everything about space. I like the possibility of like going and seeing places. Like the possibility of not sticking around Earth necessarily and like exploring.
Or 9-year-old Everett.
Mars, no scientist has ever been there. And if I was the first one to discover it or go there, it would be really cool because I could get selfies and stuff.
Selfies aside, it's going to take a lot of work to get there. Planetarium instructor Scott Harris says much more research is needed to even get close to Mars by the 2030s.
We will not send anybody there or let anybody try to go there unless we have a very high certainty of success. We're not in the business of sending people out to die.
Researchers agree it's going to take diverse talent from different locations, backgrounds, and ages. But when NASA solicited ideas for informal Mars education grants, it all led back to one man.
Dr. Daniel P. Schrage, S-C-H-R-A-G-E. I'm a professor in aerospace engineering.
And at Georgia Tech.
The Integrated Product Lifecycle Engineering Laboratory, and I also direct the Vertical Lift Research Center of Excellence.
Schrage is the mastermind behind the innovative Mars Exploration Education and Technology Program, or IMEET. The $1.25 million NASA grant funds Mars education summer camps at 5 sites, including Georgia Tech, the Coca-Cola Space Science Center in Columbus, and the Museum of Aviation in Macon. Campers will learn Mars mission history and collaborate on engineering projects. Each camp will be at least 60% minority students. NASA's teaming up with 6 historically black colleges and universities in Georgia to make it happen. Stephen Ruffin heads the NASA Space Grant Consortium in Georgia.
So we've got a network across the state of universities and nonprofits that have an existing relationship with K-12 students and others. What we're going to be doing in this program is to make sure that our network reaches out and connects with students that we have great relationships with.
Georgia Tech has offered space camps for kids for years, but this one's different. IMEET will collaborate with the Atlanta-based Southern Regional Education Board to teach thousands of teachers in SREB's 13 member states. Again, IMEET creator Daniel Schrage.
You know, if it's just a camp, just an informal education institute, and that's all you're thinking of, you probably don't need teachers. But if you're thinking of helping with that transition into the formal curriculum, then you got to have teachers involved too.
Georgia high schoolers who might want to help chart the path to Mars can apply for the summer camp next spring. For GPB News, I'm Ashley Montgomery in Atlanta.